Hey friend, are you looking for episodes that dive deep into your Enneagram type? Or are you searching for faith-based insights that transform your life? With over 300 episodes on the Simply Wholehearted podcast, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But don't worry, friend, I've got you covered. Introducing the curated, personalized podcast playlist that is just for you based on your Enneagram type. So get your copy to help you continue your path of self-discovery and spiritual growth. You can get it at simplywholehearted.com or just click the link in the show notes to get your personalized playlist. And let's continue on this transformative journey together. Welcome to the Simply Wholehearted podcast with Amy Wicks, your wholehearted life and business coach. You should know this podcast will inspire you to grow in self-awareness, be passionate about your faith, and get clear on your calling. If you are new here, then welcome to a community of multi-passionate women who love to go deep on topics like faith, Enneagram, relationships, leadership, and community. This conversation might provide the step you need to make the change you desire. So, let's get started. Hey friend, I'm having fun with these conversations all about the Enneagram. What the Enneagram is, what it's not, and what it can do for you. So far, we have uncovered what is the Enneagram. And we've talked about some of the high points of the Enneagram's origins and histories and had a conversation around should Christians use the Enneagram. Today, we're going to unpack five common myths surrounding the Enneagram. These are conversations that I get often and questions that you've had for me as you share this typology tool with others. If you are new here and you're new to the Enneagram, I'm so glad you're here. You are welcome. And I hope that you join the conversation by saying hello on Instagram or maybe even checking out one of the resources listed in the show notes that will help you on this journey of understanding the Enneagram a little bit more. And so that way it can benefit you right away. With the rise of the Enneagram's popularity, there has been plenty of misinformation and misconceptions about the Enneagram. Myth number one is the Enneagram is just another personality test. Yes, it's true, it is a personality test and a typology. The Enneagram doesn't just categorize personality types, it goes deeper by exploring motivations, fears, and growth paths. The Enneagram also offers a dynamic and nuanced understanding of individuals beyond simple categorization. The Enneagram can promote understanding and compassion rather than just judgment. The Enneagram can be used to encourage you to recognize your pattern and work towards growth. When you at first glance at the Enneagram, it does seem pretty basic with the 9 Enneagram types. But as you dive in deeper, you realize that the Enneagram outlines growth patterns, stress patterns, helps you identify places where you're wounded and need mending. It talks about different patterns of behavior that you might engage in. So you're not just a number with the Enneagram. Myth number 2, the Enneagram is another personality test that boxes people in. Well, the Enneagram actually offers a framework for growth and self-awareness rather than boxing people into rigid categories. Each personality type includes a spectrum of behaviors and traits. It really does allow for individual variation and growth. We like to say at Simply Wholehearted that your starting point doesn't have to be your stuck point. The Enneagram also emphasizes growth and development. And when you pair it with the power of the gospel, you can mature past your default maladaptive behaviors and patterns. Myth number 3, the Enneagram is based on pseudoscience. The Enneagram's scientific evidence may not be as robust as that of more established psychological frameworks, but it still offers valuable insights and tools for self-discovery and personal development. The Enneagram has all sorts of various origins, often looped into spiritual traditions, but it has also been studied and applied in psychology and therapy with promising results. In my book, Should Christians Use the Enneagram? I outline the unique history of psychology frameworks and personality tests and compare it to the evolution and use of the Enneagram tool. It's very interesting when we take time to explore the history of other psychology tools or personality tools and resources. They all have similar origins and have been developed and advanced over the years. Myth number four, the Enneagram is the same as astrology. Like other typology systems, astrology points out behavior, but the Enneagram is actually about motivations. Astrology focuses on the connection of planet and sun alignment or external observable celestial factors. But in contrast, the Enneagram focuses on your habit of attention and how this influences your decision-making and interpretation of events. With astrology, there are 12 fixed zodiac signs, but the Enneagram has 9 based personalities that are fluid and nuanced due to wings, subtypes, levels of health, and even family of origin. I hinted at some of that before. Again, there are several other things to dive into when you're comparing the Enneagram and astrology. As a Christian, I don't engage with the information that comes from astrology, and I have unpacked more in my book, Should Christians Use the Enneagram, and some other resources that I've created that definitely points out the differences between these two. Myth number five, the Enneagram's origins are riddled with satanic origins. If you listen to the episode, Is the Enneagram Evil? Well, then you know how we've dug into the history of this tool and have safely arrived at the conclusion that, nope, its origins are not riddled with satanic origins. In fact, it is a nuance and an eclectic typology tool. There are some people who had questionable practices that contributed to the Enneagram's history, but ultimately, the teaching and the information and insights that we use today related to the Enneagram are not based on anything tied to occult teachings. I do hope that you walk away from this conversation being a little bit more discerning about who is teaching you about the Enneagram. Of course, the material that I use and share have applied a Christian worldview to the use of the Enneagram. Okay, friend, I hope you enjoyed this shorty episode about some of the myths surrounding the Enneagram. What questions do you still have about the Enneagram? What was new to you today? And what questions do you still have? I want to help you better understand this tool and resource so you know what it is, what it's not, and what it can do for you. If you were able to learn or relearn a few helpful facts as you listen today, then I hope you'll take a few minutes to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. Every review helps others know what to expect when they listen and helps get the show to others. The spring series about the Enneagram, what it is, what it's not, and what it can do for you will be continuing. And also stay tuned because I'm bringing back Enneagram in the summer this year, so you can invite more of your friends to benefit from this amazing resource. Until next time, friend, continue to pursue perspective, purpose, and plans for your simply wholehearted life.